He begins, first of all, Yisod Gadol here, he has, everything begins with Chiddush Chokmos. Everything begins with Chiddush Chokmos. Without Chiddush Chokmos, nothing works. Alz Chayav Yonish is the result of Chiddush Chokmos. And everything that happens to a person is a result of Schar V'Onesh. And that's everything. The slightest hanah that you get in this world is a result of Chiddush Chokmos. The slightest tzar you get, and is a result of Schar V'Onesh. Filu hisik hanah kolshi, it's a gmul. And if today I had a massive headache getting into my car this morning, it's an onesh. Everything. So don't think that Schar V'Onesh is only the big things. It's on the big things and the small things. And anything and everything that happens to me. That's what we saw before. That all the people, there's an airplane crashes. All the people are on that airplane. They didn't happen to be in that airplane. All the people who were in the Twin Towers didn't just happen to be there. They were there because, for whatever different reason, they were chayav misa. Yeah. They were chayav misa. Rambam writes, if a boat goes down, anyone and everyone is on that boat deserves to die. And that doesn't pater rotzeach. As Magalvon Schusayday Zakai, Magalvon Chovayday Chai. He has his Bechir Chavshus. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled his Bechir Chavshus to be Chogayah in a certain person is the two separate Chashbanos. Really, that's how Chazal understood Velkim Ino Liyodo. Mizdami Lepundikim. Okay, now. Now, Ram has already told us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. Anything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov. And if you think something bad comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives an example. You can have a building. You can destroy the building. Or you don't have to destroy the building. You can pull out a support and the building collapses by itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls himself back, that enables certain evil forces to, he allows certain evil forces built into the world to dominate. That means, Chazal say, we say, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanoro. Says, what does it mean, Nora? Nora means that it's through even an unfelt year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people do not hurt us, do not damage us. Chazal tell us, Halutz Hashem kol goyim, Shabchuhu kol ha'umim, Ki gavar aleinu chasdo, V'yemes Hashem lo'olam haleluka. Chazal asks the question, the pasuk doesn't make any sense. How is Hashem kol goyim? Shavchu hu kol umim. Who's giving shavch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all nations of the world? Why? Kigover aleinu chazdo. Why are they giving shavch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kigover aleinu chazdo? Chazal answer, very simply. We don't understand all the evil plots against us that are being frustrated continually by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they understand it, and by Yovel Yom, they're going to see how totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us. So this, so closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws that protection, withdraws that Tov, so then that enables various evil forces that exist in the world to attack. El hashkocha lo kis l'dayti. He says, there is, we connect our minds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certain things happen to us. Famous story about David HaMelech. David HaMelech was told that he was going to die on Shabbos. He didn't want to die on Shabbos. So what did he do the entire Shabbos? He sat and learned, connecting himself the entire Shabbos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that entire, by that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire Shabbos, it was a shmir of him from, and that connection brought to Lotov would not allow a Malach HaMavos, Pogaya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Malach HaMavos was figuring, how am I going to dub HaMalach today? It caused a rustle in a tree outside, and David HaMelech heard a noise outside. It was a wind, and he got up from his learning for a second to see what was happening. He tripped and he fell and he died. And he says, "Mashiach v'yani yedei azu shalom motzosi klal loshen seifin." And he says, "Komaz of deras chaver kitfias hatsvin uchamishin boat kvinis the kriyas hatikur." And whoever's in that house, whoever's in that boat, whoever's in that airplane, whoever's in the Twin Towers, whatever it is, person dies only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machlo, it's time for him to die. Okay. But that's because the Shef Eloki. He says, the only person, the only creature in this world who is capable of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the makabel, that Shefa Eloki, through that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the human being. Through human intelligence. That's in page Shintes Vav. Anyone who got an extra amount of Shefa Loki through his preparing himself, he says, I increase. What do you mean you increase? The question is, what does it mean to increase the Hashgacha Pratis? It means I increase the Shmira HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me and protects me. Hashgacha Elokis b'ishe kol min adam b'ofen shoveh. Not everyone is the same. Ele yiyu lehem yisonos, and so there is a sliding scale. Fiyo iyon azem eschai b'hecha shtei hashgacha yisal ben nevi'im. So, and this is spelled out exceedingly clearly in Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam in Chelek HaBitach. So therefore the Nevi'im, whose minds connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more consistent and a higher level, they have a greater degree of Shmira. V'malosim v'nevu'ah, t'ya hashkachoso b'chasidim v'tzadikim, etc. Ki also ha'erech meshev ha'asech ha'oki, hu ha'ashen novi ni be'etz ha'nevi'im. What is the basis of Nevuah? Nevuah is when a person, his entire life, he lifts himself from a low Olam HaGashmi to a higher level of Olam HaRuchni and connects thereby his seichel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what prevents a person from connecting his mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having that extra degree of Shmira, is his over-involvement in the gashmis of his life. But when a person elevates himself from being preoccupied with the gashmis of life and becomes the more spiritual being you become, that enables then your mind to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to mekabel that Shefa Elokim.
That should be Talmud Chacham, be more than the Navi. I mean,
Yesh b'chlal Messiah mana.
What?
That it's not shaykh to be a Navi without a high level of Yedias HaTorah.
But it says Chacham Adif be Navi. I mean, there is a difference. You could be thinking Talmud Chacham, then a Navi is.
What Chacham Adif be Navi, if you want, I'll go through completely next time. But if you take, for instance, the Gemara in Yavon, Talmudu Chazu Yoshev Chagai Navi. Talking about halacha, you take a look at the Rambam's Seder Hamasora. And it's Akdoma to Sefer Mada. Here it is. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua to Pinchas to Eli, to Shmuel Anovi, to Dovid HaMelech, to Achia HaShiloni, to Elio Anovi, Elisha Anovi.
I mean, Nassan Hanavi was a bigger Navi than Dovid HaMelech, no? Sarimini was a bigger Navi than Avram.
No, not necessarily. You'll see the Rambam says no. Rambam says no. You see how, after you'll finish, how the Rambam understood Nevuah. How the Rambam understood Nevuah, you understand. What does the Rambam say in the end of Perek Dalet Hilchis Yisori HaTorah? The Rambam says the end of Perek Dalet Hilchis Yisori HaTorah. He says, when he's talking about a Novi connecting his mind and Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshis, etc. But, he says, Yonah Arba Prokam Ve'elu Shebachomesh Mitzvah Elohim Shechomer Rishon Koron Sampardes Av Bishak Doli Yisrael Hoyu Chom Dom Lo Kulam Hoyu Ben Koach Leid Elas Kol Drom Abo Shein Roy L'Tal Bapardes. He says, you cannot get to that next Madrega until you master the first Madrega.
He'll be hard this time on Nevuah.
What?
He's talking about Nevuah.
Of course he's talking about Nevuah, because if you see how, when he says in Nevuah depends on a person reaching a certain level that's only possible through Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bereshis.
And a guy like Eov?
Well, that's a question whether or not what it meant before Matan Torah. That's a separate issue, whether it meant before Matan Torah. But if you take a look how the Rambam is describing here, he's describing everything that is done. You're building yourself up, and you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by understanding higher levels of Havana of Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshis, Chochmas Elokim, which has to be preceded by mastering, as Rambam says, Habosavayai. But it's not only that. You can have a person who is, let's say, a Tamachom, a very Magushindika person. He will not be able to lift himself up and connect his mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he says here, V'tiyah hashkachotze b'chassidim v'tzadikim k'fi chassidusam v'tzikosam. He also erech mishefa hasecha loki wa sheni beyaz hanaviyim v'yoshar ma'asei hatzadikim. Because the Rambam's general, the yisod he had in the very beginning of Chaylak Aleph, unless you master your midos and your kovesh your yetzer, you're never going to be able to get to any decent madreging tenek al-Kadosh Baruch. He said that back in in Chelek Aleph. Abu Hasucholim Harishoyim are given Nedu Lehem. Also, Hashef Yorad Me'amodum Nichlub Marechashar Ishem Mini Balachayim. But a person who lives his life on a level of a Tayyip going Menachotza, on a life of a Rosh who lives his life as a total behemoth and does not connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlau, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not supply him with any shmirah, obviously. Doesn't mean he doesn't have Schar V'onish, Chatz V'shom, he does have Schar V'onish. And if Hashgacha Pratis is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is arranging his Schar V'onish, so on the one hand HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrange his Schar V'onish through Hashgacha Pratis, but the lack of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him devoid of any lishmira that can and the makabel, the shefa tov that you get from connection to HaKadosh Baruch.
What is shefa tov?
What?
What does shefa tov and shmira mean?
What?
How is shefa tov and shmira?
Shmira is as follows. The Rambam says as follows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything through working within teva. The degree a person becomes a more spiritual being and lifts himself up over being a magushindiki human being is he lifts himself up over different aspects of teva. The highest level, Rambam writes, we'll see that later, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai was the Ish Elokim who so lifted himself up of anything with Goshen. He was totally independent of Teva. That's why Lechem lo achal umayim lo shasa. He totally lifted himself up beyond Teva.
Now, let me talk.
He says, Avram of the Ovis, there are three levels. There are more than three levels, but it's, I could define it as three levels. There's Moshe Rabbeinu, who can make himself the highest level of total kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mufnu from gashmius. That's why he had to be porish min ha'isha. That's why he was able on Har Sinai to be lechem lo achal mayim lo shasa. There's the level of the avos. The level of the avos, they were able to be involved in this world while simultaneously being mekusher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On that level, if that kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant they could have walked onto a battlefield and the bullets flying all over them, the cannons, the atomic bombs, no matter what, and that ongoing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been giving them shmira from anything that could have physically that could have happened to them. That's on the level of the ovals. The ovals were continually connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not on the same level of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's the continual and ongoing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even that has levels, and then there's the people whose connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very high, but not on a continual, permanent basis. That when they're involved in Yonei Olam Hazeh, they're involved in Yonei Olam Hazeh, and they can be a distraction from their kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is exactly what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself to Aaron and Miriam and says, you don't understand the level of a Moshe Rabbeinu, because you know there are times you're Oseg in Yonei Olam Hazeh and Yonei Gashmir, and then you're Menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you have to prepare yourself to bring yourself back up to that level. Masha Enke Moshe Rabbeinu is always on that Madrega and always on that level. And since Moshe Rabbeinu is always on that Madrega and always on that level, so that's why he had to be Porish Manisha, because he could not be distracted for a second from that level. So that's when the Rambam gives his famous school that if a person would focus intensely on Eino Novado, that HaKadosh, and connect himself mentally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that kufa of period, nothing can happen.
Let's say a
Pliny
who is deserving of no
Onesh
walks out onto the battlefield. Will he not
yet
be subject to the same
shmira? So, the question is, what's he doing himself on a battlefield? If he happened to be there, just by total accident, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure he doesn't get there. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrange that who goes on that ship, only the people who deserve to die. And that's part of Hashgacha Pratis.
So the only
thing
that's in the obvious is the obvious from which you get saved?
No, the obvious will be able to be in such a matzah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to make sure they don't get there. Because in that matzah they are kulotov, they have a shmira. It's not at all. Oh, it's much more than technical. As he'll go on, let him. It's much more technical. And what I want to show you after we finish this is how Rabbi Avraham and Rambam takes the very same idea and develops in a much more detailed way. V'yin ezeh hu yisod misoras haTorah v'olav hu benuya klomar. His bone, for the ovos, he's getting on to the ovos. Why were the ovos to be able to be so successful in all their inyone olam hazeh? Because while they were able to be in inyone olam hazeh, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now there are two things in Shmira. There's Shmira from Ra and Kabbalah's HaTov, because the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulot Tov, the ongoing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Tov in a Shomer Mira. So therefore the others, he spells it out very pretty clearly here, but if you don't get it when it's here, you have to see it in infinite detail when Rabbi Avraham says it. And you have to always understand, when Rabbi Avraham says something, people say that he is 99.9% of the time just expounding and expanding on what his father said. He says the others, when they were involved in Yonei Olmavze, there was an ongoing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought immediate bracha to them and hatzlocha to them. And because of that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. And its separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what enables any Ra to come to you, or Ihatzlocha to come to you. It takes away the Tov and it allows Ra.
Is that Shefa irrespective of the Schar and the Yafa Mitzvahs?
That has to be worked out in detail here. But if a person is obviously totally connected all the time, you don't allow the Ra to come.
Is that more like the Rambam in the Tshuva about the brachas and klolos type of thing?
No, brachas and klolos is in the
that it's just to allow you and to prevent you from Ra and Tov.
No. The Rambam has two separate things. The Rambam, when he's talking about brachas and klolos there, you have to understand that parallel to what he says about Tchiyas HaMeisim. Part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha to a person is enable him to achieve his level of ruchnias that he's trying to achieve. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you bracha to enable you to get there. So the bracha is you'll have peace, you'll have prosperity, you're there to enable you to get there. It doesn't necessarily guarantee you that you'll get everything you have. So the Rambam is very different in his understanding of Tchiyas HaMeisim than the Ramban, for instance. The Rambam, what is Tchiyas HaMeisim? There are people who in this life, for all sorts of things that they're not responsible for, were not able to achieve what they were supposed to be able to achieve, and therefore they cannot build their neshama to get their proper place in Olam Haba. So, Tchiyas HaMeisim is, we come back to this world, and so it'll be a time of peace, tranquility, prosperity, and at that time a person will be able to achieve his full potential. So the next time he moves into Olam Haba, he'll get to the place he's supposed to be. And there are two levels of that. There's the two times a person goes to the Olam HaNeshamas. One after he dies, then he comes back for Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then he'll die again. Moving up each time HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables you, but there are many factors that do not enable that to take place totally. So there's Tchiyas HaMeisim, you come back, you then achieve that potential, and then you go on to something beyond that. That's what he's talking about there. Now, here he's talking about something else. Here he says that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Kulo Tov enables you to be makabel that bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and prevents you from being exposed to Ra. Says the office. Now, we'll continue going as he spells it out in greater detail, and he'll go through here in greater detail, and you'll, as he evolves his entire understanding of these two things, one is Hashgacha Pratis, that anything and everything that happens to any human being is part of his, is part of his Harvonish, and that is where Hashgacha Pratis comes in. And then, on the other hand, coming in, there's this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're connecting to that which is Kulo Tov, and which brings Tov and prevents you from any Ra occurring to you. Okay, Me'etz Hashem.